Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to another episode of A Sound Heart. Tonight's episode is entitled Jesus, the Life-Giving Traumatologist for a Culture where Violence is Trauma. I want to say at the top of the show that the social engineers have done a remarkable job in removing from the lives of common person meaning. People have been set adrift in this culture on purpose. Their lives have been ruined on purpose. Now, most persons cannot enter into the depth of such profound ego. And because we are so concerned about the details of life and what we must do every day to take care of our families and our other responsibilities. Jesus has a parable in which he talks about wild man slept. If others had come along and done certain or accomplished certain horrendous things while man people today have no idea about the forces that brought about World War I, World War II, what really happened during World War II, the corporations that got together and planned World War II, and what was learned and garnered about human behavior. There's so much that one has to learn to explore about what happened at that time. There are so many books that must be read and digested so that persons can understand why we are where we are today. I don't have the time to go into a lot of material, but it coming shows, I'm going to go into some of the material. It's very important. Let me say that Jesus was sent by the Father in order to give his life as a ransom for many. Did Jesus see trauma during his public ministry? Of course he did. And let me say that trauma is another word for wounds or a wound. So a traumatologist is one who has studied wounds, spiritual wounds, psychic wounds, emotional wounds, trauma. And they understand externally, they can empathize, of course, the results of brutal results of trauma. In Greek, the ma suffix, trauma, the ma suffix means that which is done, trauma, that which is done. And so Jesus is the God, he is the anthropos, he is God manifest flesh. He was in all things tempted as we are, yet without sin. He is the impeccable one. He is God come down in the flesh, and who involved himself very deeply in the human condition. Isaiah 53 tells us that he is a man of sorrows and intimately aware of grief, or acquainted, more than acquainted, intimately understanding, has an intimate understanding of grief. He suffered his own grief, the intimate to his own grief, passion, and the crucifixion. So it is experiential for him. He did not take a course on traumatology in order to get a certificate in traumatology. Jesus did not take a course in thanatology, or the doctrine of death, in order to certify in upset death. Jesus went through death. He has the keys of both the grave and hate. And he is the unparalleled expert in both areas. Experientially, not cognitively. The cognitive world of all is relevant to a certain point. But we need to understand the extensive power of the Word of God and of what Jesus has brought to us. Now, in Luke chapter 10, a lawyer stood up in verse 5 who wanted to tempt Jesus, who wanted to test him. And he said to Jesus, "Master, what should I do to inherit eternal life?" He said to him, "What is written in the Domos, what is written in the law? How readest thou?" And he answered, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself." And he said unto him, "Thou hast answered orthodox or orthodox." Jesus said, "This too, thou shalt live." But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" And so the lawyer takes it to another area. And so Jesus answers this particular lawyer with a parable. Jesus said, verse 10:30, "A certain man went down from Jericho and fell upon robbers, stripped him of his raiment or clothes, and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and he saw him pass by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at that place, came and looked on him, and passed by on the other side." And notice, the two religious figures, verse 3, "But a certain Samaritan." Now, the Samaritans were termed racially mongrel because they were the Jews that had intermarried of the Samaritans. In 722 BC, the king was over Rome, and the Assyrians took the God's people from the north kingdom and dispersed them. So they became the Samaritans. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And so the Samaritan, of course, is a person that brought time except of books. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. When he saw him, he had compassion on him. And he went and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, set him on his own beast, and brought him to a man to care of him. On the morrow, when he departed, he gave out 2 pence, gave them to the host, and said unto him, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest for, when I come again, second coming of Christ, I will repay thee. Which now of these three takest thou his neighbor unto him that fell among the feet? So the lawyer said, he that should have mercy on him. Jesus said unto him, go into thou like and fly. So, in verse 34, Jesus said, and he went to him and bound up his traumata, his wounds. 1 John 1:9, we're told that sin leads to hope. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The blood of Christ cleanses the wounding of sin, or the wound left by sin, the trauma left by sin. Believers suffer trauma from sin. And we have an answer. Think about those who do not know Christ in this world, in this culture, in this day, in this time, who have no answer, who have no truth, who are being used as political cannon fodder. The persons you and I will never be. They have been issued into a world of empty violence, of vain violence. These persons no longer know who they are. Meaning has been stripped from them. Mercilessly stripped from their lives. Church of the Living God has been left in this world to share the power, the magnificent power of the gospel, of the good news. Jesus can assert, bind up the wounds, the trauma of those who have been ushered into the age of violence. Jesus is the who understands what people need in fact. This is very serious. This is very sobering. Even the lawyer understood, he that showed mercy to him, this is the time for you about to show mercy. Who have a sickness unto death that they do not understand. These persons do not and probably have never heard of all the people's eye and foul. Thus they are very lost. May God grant that we have passion for hearts, that we have the courage to go out and share the good news of Jesus of those who are dead in trespasses. Good evening. My name is Dr. Josiah.